welcome to the Paragraph Despair podcast. I'm Anton.
I'm Chris.
And today we're going to take you through six more segments that are randomly distributed for whatever we want to talk about.
That's and exactly I'm gonna kick it. Us off. Yep. Yep.
Yeah. And I just realized. Okay. This I can't even. I couldn't hear myself because I had noise canceling.
Oh, because your AirPods never work.
Yeah. No, they do not work. Every time we record, I have to repair them with my computer and like turn off every Bluetooth thing in the apartment just in case.
Yeah. Your AirPods Pro are worse than my regular AirPods.
They're really good for playing music, but for whatever reason, the microphone never does what I want it to when I'm talking to people.
It's weird because you usually just want it to do one thing.
Which is listen to things?
Yeah.
Yeah. But it makes me a better listener as a result. I'm not just talking all the time.
All right.
So we are going to talk about Apple later, not about AirPods.
Yes.
But to kick us off, I'm leading this week. And our first segment is the industry, specifically our industry, podcasting. We're big podcasters now.
Yeah, we're really big in the industry.
And our opinions on the industry are very important.
Very important.
So what I want to talk about today is I was listening to Science Versus, which is a Gimlet podcast, and I found out that pretty soon they're not going to let you listen to that podcast outside of Spotify.
Huh.
So the title of this segment is Spotify Takes Over Podcasts.
Huh. Okay.
Do you know Gimlet?
I do know Gimlet.
And how did you find out about Gimlet?
I've always like heard about them just through like scrolling. Like I feel like I guess this isn't really the early days of podcasts, but I guess somewhat early, like in the early 2010s, like I've been listening to podcasts pretty much since I moved to New York, just because I always commuted to work and that's the only thing to make you not go crazy. And it's just, you always see kind of a Gimlet podcast in the ranks. But I never really listened to one until you recommended Reply All.
Yeah.
And yeah, I listened to that for a long time. And then, yeah, Gimlet got bought by Spotify. I remember that being a big deal.
It was a big deal because do you know how Gimlet got started?
It was a startup. Like, it was a guy that left, I forget his name.
Alex,
yeah.
Blumberg, I think.
Yeah, he didn't he leave like as a someone that worked on a different show and tried to make it as a startup.
Yeah, he had actually been in podcasting for a while. In fact, he worked on This American Life.
Yeah,
for a while, and he sounds exactly like Ira Glass.
Yeah, he does.
Which
sound
I thought they were the same person for a long time.
Yeah.
And I did listen to an episode where the Ira Glass and Alex Blumberg are talking to each other, and that was really confusing. But then you get to start to see how their voices are different. But he left This American Life and then went on to work. Planet Money was like his baby that really built up. Yeah. And I didn't even get into Planet Money until long after he had left. But my first interaction with Gimlet was the Startup Podcast, which was a really meta podcast about Alex Blumberg trying to start a podcasting company because he saw that podcasting was just now starting to take off, despite many attempts before as an industry trying to take off. It was really starting to begin because people were figuring out how to make good quality content that folks wanted to listen to, like this show that you're listening to right now.
Yeah. which is why we're gonna sell immediately to Spotify. That's the only reason we're doing it.
It's our exit strategy. It was pretty clear that was where we should put our eggs. in that basket. So why this is shocking to me and news to me is because I've been seeing a trend that I don't really like lately, which is walled gardens.
What's that?
Have you heard that term before?
No.
Really?
Yeah. Why? What is it?
Oh, interesting. I guess it comes up a lot in the software industry of like making a... Well, Apple is commonly used as an example for walled gardens. Like once you get into Apple, they don't play very nice with other things.
Mm-hmm.
So for instance, sure they'll work with other peripherals and stuff, but you can't get Apple peripherals to work with anything but Apple devices.
Right.
So you kind of get into this walled garden ecosystem where like you come in and everything's nice and wonderful and you don't really want to leave. And that's what I'm worried about with Spotify. Spotify is going to get a lot of the big name podcasts. It's going to kill off the small players. And then the only way you're going to get listeners is by putting podcasts on Spotify.
Yeah, I don't know. I think there's just too many other like everyone I've talked to listens to podcasts differently, it seems like.
Mm-hmm. But what do they listen to? Because isn't Joe Rogan on Spotify? But that's the thing.
It's like not everyone just listens to Joe Rogan or like Gimlet. I don't even, actually, probably even since the Reply All fallout, I haven't even listened to a Gimlet podcast in 8 months. So,
for those who don't know the Reply All fallout, do you want to touch on it briefly?
I don't remember the whole story. It was basically there was some internal conflict with a Reply All story about a toxic workplace culture at Bon Appetit. Is that right?
Yeah, exactly.
And then the people working at Gimlet were like, how can you report on this when it's like just as bad here? And then, yeah, host was let go, well, or left.
I think they resigned, but yeah, it's hard to say.
One's still there, and another one took over. And it's not like I don't like the new host. I think a podcast is its, like... You know what
the characters?
Yeah, like I could give or take a format or a story. It's a lot of it's setting, like, you know, there's a million true crime podcasts, but I think most of them are all garbage except for maybe Criminal. And that's just because I think Phoebe does it really well, the show Criminal.
Who's Phoebe? Is Criminal a Gimlet show?
No.
Oh, then I don't care.
Phoebe Judge hosts Criminal, which is a great podcast. Oh,
with a name like Judge, you have to be doing...
That's why she did it.
Is that what she says as her opening for every episode?
She's like, and the judge rules, and then there's a gavel.
I wish.
But like, you know... There's just certain things, like I'll listen to Comedy Bang Bang, but I won't listen to a lot of the spinoffs. Like, I don't know, you know, it's just, you get comfortable with things and you get like familiar with things. And I still discover new podcasts and stuff.
I think Gimlet is one of the podcasting companies that does cross promotion well of their other properties.
That's true. I've gone and listened to a few limited run Gimlet podcasts. I think I have. I don't, but or it feels like I have.
Yeah, the Scaredy Cats Horror Show.
Yeah,
was
like
one,
I liked that,
which kind of inspired two shows we did prior to this one.
Yeah.
In some ways, not that it's a unique format, but
yeah, well,
they
we can say that because someone... they stole the name from a YouTube channel I'm subscribed to.
Oh wow!
Yeah.
That's pretty bad, since that is a pretty unique name. It would be hard to have two people come up with it independently.
Yeah.
So even more reason not to like Reply All, the show that I really liked.
Beefs. No. No, I have Spotify, but I don't like listening to podcasts on it for whatever. It's just not a good app either. Music, I'm pushed to my limits on music. Like, but I tried Apple Music or whatever it is, and that's just this garbage too. Like, I don't know.
Yeah. I was listening to Bon Iver or whatever, how you pronounce it, because you're telling me to listen to it.
Yeah.
And for whatever reason, it kept switching to other songs, and it took me the longest time to figure out how to even listen to the album start to finish.
Because it would keep switching. Oh, yeah, you have to go to the artists and go to their discography and then go to their albums.
You do have to do that, but you also have to have an empty queue.
Yeah.
I already had stuff in my queue, so it would play the one song and then jump to stuff that I had in the queue that I didn't even realize I had. I had no idea what was going on.
I got you.
Yeah.
I use Spotify. I listen to a lot of albums, but they try to make it impossible. They want you to just listen to playlists, listen to songs, listen to their mixes. Like, they'll come up with their mixes for you, and like that's like their thing. But like, I just want to, like, it used to be really easy to sort through albums, because like, I like listening to full albums. I like listening to just that. But like, just the way that they don't want you to do it that way, it kind of translates to how they organize their podcast as well. Like, it's not something I can, like, because sometimes I like to discover new podcasts and then jump and look around their old episodes, and even that doesn't feel like inviting. So I'm not really sure what Spotify, their UX design is really doing, but
I'd like to plug, not that we're getting paid for this, but my favorite podcasting app is Pocket Casts.
That's what I use.
Did I tell you about that? Yeah. Or you found it on your
own? No, you told me.
Okay. And you pay like $2 for it, but
you own it forever.
You own it forever. It's really well designed. It does everything you want it to. Yeah.
And you can always see everything. Like, you can always see the shows, the layout, like exactly what you're looking for. You know, when something's downloaded, you can go to like where your new release feed is of the podcast you subscribe to. You can go to this. I mean, this goes for all podcasting, like even like Apple Podcasts. Discovering new podcasts is always a mess. Like, unless you like type in the name exactly, or it just happens to be the top 100, you're never finding it.
Tell me about it. It took us the longest time to find our own podcast that we put on there.
So, but other than that, it's great.
Well, I guess my bigger point here is that I worry about this trend of walled gardens, of the big fish getting bigger and swallowing up all everything else. I remember back when the internet first started out and the World Wide Web was this Wild West, and you would actually browse it and like go around, and there was like Stumble Upon, and you would. Now that's not a thing.
Yeah.
You just switch between the big players, and it's very rare that you're actually going to a web page outside of like the giant companies.
Yeah. They own us now.
It's true. I mean, if you were going to make a online video show, if you wanted to make your own TV show online, you're not going to go put it on your own website. You're going to go upload it to YouTube or try to get a Netflix contract.
Yeah.
I have to jump. 1 second.
Okay.
All right. Sorry about that. I ordered.
You don't have to apologize. I'll just cut it out.
Okay.
Or well, I won't.
It's up to you. Yeah. I mean, I ordered food moments before we started recording because I'm a professional.
If I guess what you ordered, I get a point, right?
I'll give you 3 points if you can guess what I ordered.
You ordered a vegetarian.
That's true.
Cobb salad.
No. I ordered, is there such a thing as a Cobb salad that isn't vegetarian?
Well, I guess if you put, like, chicken on it.
I got a bear burger with sweet potato fries.
That makes sense.
because it's healthy when you get sweet potato fries.
Oh, yeah.
But, as I was saying, the thing that bums me out is it feels like it's just all these big players that are just swallowing up everything. And is it ever going to go back to this decentralized world where it's fun to discover new stuff?
Yeah, probably not. I think all of our lives are ruined forever, and we should probably all just give up.
Okay. I think that's the end of the segment.
All right. Next segment. OTB. Chris's OTB follow-up.
Yeah.
The bets are getting paid off today. For you, you won pretty big.
Yes.
So last episode, we made bets on the upcoming Apple announcement, or the previous Apple announcement.
Pre-coming.
And so the results are in. We made bets. Some of us won. Some of us lost. I did most of the losing. And let's recap what was announced. I guess before we settle our bets, what the most exciting thing of the day? What do you think?
I think that the exciting thing was the thing everybody thought was going to happen, which was
right
putting the M1 chips on new laptops and making like laptops that were like a return to form, and
yeah,
they did, and
they look pretty great.
Honestly, Apple does a good job of it's just like when the iPhone came out, I was watching something, I think it was a MKHD
yeah
video, and he was going through the old iPhones and said that 6 out of 10 people knew the iPhone was coming out even before it was announced because like of leaks or whatever. And despite that, it was still just like they live up to the hype kind of thing. And I think they did exactly that with the laptop launch here.
Yeah, no, they look, yeah, they're pretty. It was kind of what I expected, but it still was like pretty cool.
Yeah.
They announced some AirPods, new generation, but I don't know. I guess some longer battery life, some.
Yeah, I didn't see increments. Anything shorter stems, maybe? Is that the...
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. Shorter stems. No rubber earbuds. So I lost that aspect of my bet.
You got to pay for that rubber. You only get those in the pro models.
Yeah.
But you have to sacrifice the microphone working.
Yeah, because yours never works. No. And no Mac Mini.
That was a big bummer. I really thought that was going to happen.
I thought so too. So your bets, let's see, for, you know, what it's a point for each one you got right.
I think that was the idea, but each one is a wager. So if I get it wrong, I lose a point too.
Well, you got them all right.
Oh, wait, then I get 3 points.
Let me see. Cause MacBook HDMI.
Yes.
No touch bar.
Yes.
New product software name announced. Brand new thing.
Which was like the...
What was it? You gotta name it without looking. Otherwise, you don't get the point.
Apple Music Voice or something?
All right, I'll give it to you. I guessed AirPods 3 with rubber, which was not correct.
Oof.
MacBook 16-inch with 16-gig baseline. I was right. They both have 16-gig
all right
RAM base.
So you're at zero, net zero right now.
Well, Mac Mini 12-core, there's all right, that didn't.
So, you,
so I got a negative one.
So this,
are you updating the score?
Yep, the score is now 4. You have 4, and I have 10 points. This is our 5th episode in.
Yeah, I'm getting crushed.
And I'm 2.5 times more points than you.
I feel like the more we go... The more episodes and the more loose we get with points, it's probably going to just start getting crazier. So
real crazy.
I would assume I'll probably be at like negative 20.
And I'll probably be at like Avogadro's number.
Yeah. I don't think there was anything else. Did we order anything? I didn't.
I did.
What'd you get?
So I'd like to say I immediately jumped on board, but I did that little bit of like, is this a dumb idea to just impulsively buy this thing I just watched a video about? And eventually I said, treat yourself. And I ordered one. I ordered a M1 Mac Pro with the Pro chip because the double data rate for the reading off the RAM seemed cool, but I don't really use that much. And it was like an extra $800 to get that. So, to get that with the higher RAM. So I settled on the Pro, and I think it will be a big increase.
To be honest, the baseline of all of them are better than most computers.
Yeah. And coming from the 2015 MacBook, which I'm recording on right now, and I really love, it's just like that, but way better. It's got all the same stuff. So I ordered that, and while I was checking out, they offered getting an Apple card. Do you have an Apple card?
No.
So
what's the benefit to an Apple card?
So they give you 3% back on any Apple purchase. And I think...
Oh, so you can use it to buy the computer you just bought?
Yep. And they paid me 3% to do it.
Oh.
It's a dumb way to think of it. It also gives you, I think, 2% back on anything you buy through Apple Pay, which I've been using quite a bit. And pretty much every store I've been to now supports Apple Pay.
Yeah.
1% back on anything else.
What card number did you get?
It was 5555. Well, that's the funny thing is it doesn't show a card number. To get to the card number, you have to click through a bunch of screens because technically it's a virtual card, and you can order a real card that they'll send to you, which is like a made out of metal or whatever, and that just seems like I don't want a thick metal card in my wallet. I like the having a card.
Right.
But the biggest bonus of the Apple card, which I did not realize this, is, you know how I was saying, you can use Apple Pay for the subway and you double tap on your watch if you get the Apple Watch. I sound like such a Kool-Aid drinker. But you can pay for the subway with just two taps of your watch. Well, if you have Apple card, you don't even have to tap your watch. You just touch your wrist to it and through the subway.
So now you get on the subway and you go around asking people if they'd like to join the Apple Pay community. Is that what happens?
Yeah.
Now you're part of this cult.
Exactly. And I talk about it on my podcast because the only thing that's good in my life is these things that I buy.
Hey, what else is there to life except buying really cool things made by slaves?
Effectively.
No, they do look really cool stuff. I just, it's like all this cool stuff comes out nowadays. I'm like, wow, that's really cool. But it's like, then I look, I'm like, oh, the stuff I made 4 years ago is still really good.
It's true. It's not even really necessary. Though I was using Blender the other day and it was kind of chugging.
Oh, yeah.
So it'd be nice if that wasn't chugging. But
yeah. But, is there a need? I don't know. Depends on what you do, I guess.
Neural networks.
That's the OTB. That's it.
All right. Next up, this is called Anton News. This segment, and
this is big. This is breaking.
This is
news.
Big news. I'm back on Twitter.
Oh no! I hope. Oh wait. I did. are you sure that the world's ready for your hot takes?
I'm not ready to type in any yet. I'm just still lurking after being off of Twitter for the entire pandemic, effectively.
You need something to compulsively check to, like, ease your anxiety?
I haven't been bad about it like that, but that is why I quit Twitter. Mm-hmm. Was it was just kind of impulsively checking it, and nothing new was happening.
Yeah.
And maybe now the novelty right now is that I've been off of it so long that coming back, there's a lot of new stuff. But eventually you get to a point where you kind of know what's going on and there's a lot of diminishing returns and you're just like pulled to refresh and what you're getting is just kind of not that exciting.
Yeah.
But the reason I'm bringing this up is, I want to get your take. Are you on Twitter?
I am not on Twitter.
Have you ever been on Twitter?
I think once, like, early 2010s, I feel like I was for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, that's when it's kind of like, you know, you casually, like, say a thing. I feel like it was the first post-Facebook thing I moved to. Just because I deleted Facebook. And Twitter was like, oh, it's kind of like what Facebook was, where you could just like say a quick little thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's it. And you don't really have as much stuff. But I just never... the stuff that... I didn't really follow anything that I thought was like interesting... I didn't think that. Now I just like if it's in the news and something's released on Twitter, like that's when I just like click on the link.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like you can kind of operate fine without an account. So I've never had the urge to really get one.
Yeah, I used to, even when I was not on Twitter, I would use it sometimes if I'd hear a loud bang outside.
Now I use Citizen for that.
Yeah, that's probably a better use case or tool for that.
Yeah, Citizen's crazy.
Because it's just your next door neighbors?
It's just like the entire like city. You just like see what's going on, like who's getting shot, who's getting stabbed, who's who's throwing rocks. I just pulled up one right now. Report of a woman assaulted with an umbrella. People are getting hit with umbrellas out there.
Wow.
There's a one near my apartment. It was someone was armed with a bow and arrow.
Jeez.
And I'm like, how does someone just walking around with a, and like nothing's on the news. Like you Google it outside of city, which makes you think like, oh, it was someone just messing with us. But even if they are, like that's good content. I like
honestly you could have a whole news broadcast just dedicated to reading stuff off of Citizen.
That's gonna be a future segment. But yeah, Citizen's the new Twitter. It also like does what Twitter kind of does, like it lets you know when there's like, you know, like there's like, hey, there's like a bunch of stuff going on over here, like people protesting or like this big fight over here. Like you kind of get the same thing, but you kind of map it out instead of like a Twitter trending breakdown.
Well, you only get local, very local information on Citizen, right?
And the comments are like Twitter of 8 years ago, so they're all racist and really mean. So
which is interesting.
They gotta work on that. Yeah, like
that you'd be more prone to do that around people.
I mean, not
to
say that,
you.
Yeah. And not to say that Twitter is not that anymore.
Like, that's true.
But I mean, in a more, I remember a time where Twitter was more vulgar. I don't think it, maybe it is. I don't know, but.
I mean, I bet if you drop into the replies to things, you'll see that.
Yeah.
But you're not going to see vulgarity unless you're following it otherwise.
Yeah, half the comments are like, each comment is like, this city is a mess. What is going on? It hasn't been this bad since the 70s. Like, I highly doubt the user of this app
was around in the 70s.
Yeah.
That's true. You'd have to, what are you, 50 something? No, you'd be a child in the 70s.
Even if you're a teenager, you're like my parent. Like, how many, I don't know, how many 60-plus-year-old people are knowing of Citizen and then downloading it and using it?
That's true.
They just found out about Facebook like 5 years ago.
Yes, and they're taking it over.
Yeah.
They don't have time for Citizen.
Well, they're going to move to a new app once they all get kicked off of Facebook, and they'll ruin that next.
So it seems like the appeal of Citizen to you is just the dramatic violence of what's going on around you?
Yeah, it's like this, I don't know, it's useful to know, I feel. I don't know.
Is it? You didn't Maybe know it I'm before.
Just, yeah, I don't know. But like, yeah, I don't know. Maybe I'm just friggin' drama queen over here.
Yeah, you like gossip.
I'm just loving that juicy gossip.
Umbrella attacks.
Yeah. I'm no better worse than the 50, 60 plus on Facebook. I'm the same thing, but on Citizen.
What do you think? Why do people like that?
What?
Like, what is appealing about knowing that stuff?
I don't know. I think it's like our lives are so boring and you just want to find out someone got punched in the face.
It's probably likely.
But it's also like sometimes I'll hear a thing. And then I go on the app and it's like, oh, like something happened. But half the time, because they have like out, like the apartment building next to me, the roof has NYPD sonar mm-hmm. things that like is supposed to pick up gunshots. Mm-hmm. So like half the time, like there's always just like a car that's been modified, like the exhaust bin's modified. It's just like poof. And you hear just like it backfire while it's like shifting or whatever on the highway, which is right there. So like half of like the gunshot detected are like right on my apartment, but they're not really like, I'm like, maybe it's a good thing because no one's like moving over here because they're like probably see all the gunshot notifications.
Where so the NYPD just posts gunshot notifications?
Yeah, it'll say gunshot detected
into Citizen.
Yeah, because I'll see them rather pretty quickly.
I have a very strong feeling that Citizen because, maybe started out with good intentions and then
it's quickly gonna be realized. Because I think they were even looking into their own private police force.
Citizen?
Yeah, they're looking for like people to respond to things. They're like trying to see like about, yeah. I have something I briefly read. I don't know the full story, but that's just what I heard.
Do you read it on Citizen?
I don't know, but I also like spreading the gossip because, you know, I'm a Citizen user. And I think because I use Citizen, I can spread gossip about it.
Do you post on there?
No.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, they do because all the time, if you go to the comments of like a thing on Citizen where it says gunshot detected, you go to the comments and like, there'll be like five or six comments like, that was just a car backfiring. That was nothing. Like, so they must have it like synced in, like the it's gotta be.
You don't think it's somebody whose account is just called NYPD gunshot? Like,
I don't think someone's manually going in there and going, oh, that was a gunshot.
They could be. They got nothing better than do.
I don't know. Anyways, we got off topic. I thought we were talking about Twitter.
Yeah,
do I get a point for saying that we got off topic?
Oh, I didn't know that was a thing.
Oh, was it? I forget our rules.
I don't think it was a thing.
All right. I'm just trying to, like, steal rules or steal points.
Funny anecdote about Twitter, though, is they actually started as a podcasting company.
Really?
Yeah, called Odeo.
Oh. Wow.
If you're interested in that story, read Hatching Twitter. It's a really interesting backstory of all the crazy things that went into just Twitter existing. It's a really interesting sign of the times, I guess, of that early, well, phase two of the World Wide Web, I'd say.
Hmm. Interesting. I'll check that out.
But yeah, I'm back on Twitter. Sounds like you're not interested in going on Twitter.
Not really.
Because you got your citizen?
Yeah. And, like, I don't know. Unless, like, something major breaking news, but even then, I don't know. I'm so burnt out on the news. Like, the important stuff kind of trickles down and gets to me.
So what I like about Twitter is that you get what you put in. If you follow good people, you're going to get good stuff on there. And honestly, I feel like it's the best place to like follow your interests compared to any other platform. Not that I've been on a lot of other platforms, but I feel like it's a better suited than like platforms where you're trying to push some kind of content you're making, like whether it's a video or an image or some audio or something. It's just text.
Well, I don't know. I feel like Reddit gives you all those options. It lets you post a video, lets you post audio, lets you post images, it lets you just post text. And Reddit can get very specific with communities.
I guess. I feel like the hotness focus of Reddit is what hurts it the most.
Yeah, I think Reddit overall kind of, like, the major subreddits kind of suck, but, like, I think if you get, like, very specific with things you're interested in and you keep it to, like, less than 20, like, it's nice to just kind of, like, I'll scroll through and, like, you know, I look at guitars in, like, the Criterion channel, like, really specific stuff.
So you're looking at your custom Reddit feed, which is made up of the aggregate of the subreddits you follow.
Yeah, like, it's not, like, really related to all or anything. Like, it's just, like, and I'm not even talking about, like, the guitar subreddit. I just subscribe to offset guitars, which are guitars that are offset body designs.
Okay.
And then, like, the Criterion channel is, like, so funny. It's just, like, people posting memes about serious art house movies. And then, like, yeah, like, super weird specific, like, camera ones or like film ones, but like they're more small, like 10,000 people or less kind of subreddits, maybe a little.
Okay, but I mean, that still seems like a lot. And I feel like, I don't think this is a hot take, but I feel like a lot of times when a lot of people group to something, the quality goes down when you have something that's based on voting.
Yeah.
Like Reddit or Hacker News or Dig way back when.
Yeah.
As soon as it just becomes a pulse of the broader world, it loses a lot of the appeal, because you have to appeal to the baser parts of humanity.
The bass players?
Yeah. Like, the stuff that's going to appeal the most broadly and get the most votes is going to be the stuff that's, like, real visceral and
hits
everybody.
Well, the joke about Reddit, and even, this is true anywhere, Twitter, Facebook, like, it's just content that's been posted elsewhere. It just gets reposted.
Yeah.
It's all reposts. And then, like, you know, people see it for the, like, tons of people are just seeing it for the first time, and that's like the wave that kind of always gets kind of going.
Now that's really interesting and worth talking about at some point, is just this whole world of reposting and re-communicating over and over again. Yeah. And that's how things build. But I don't think there's too much more to say about I'm back on Twitter. I'm RGBZ on Twitter if you want to follow me, not I'll post.
Slide in the plug there, huh?
Yeah. I get one since you don't have an account. We also like have a...
I use the Paragraph Despair Twitter.
Or the Para Despera Twitter.
Para Despera.
Because
of, yeah.
Too many letters in Paragraph Despair for Twitter, apparently. All right, well, that's the end of my segment.
All right, next segment. We're bringing it back. I think this is our first repeat segment, is it?
Other than, like, the game and bit movie podcasts, yeah.
All right, well, it's The Dictator Show.
Yeah!
Everyone's favorite. So, if you don't know, The Dictator Show is where Anton is the supreme dictator in this hypothetical reality. He has final say and ultimate power to do anything in society to fix one major issue plaguing all of humanity.
Like slow walkers.
Last time it was slow walkers. His solution, if you could call it that, was pretty simple and... I mean, I guess it's effective. We'll see how he does with another. This, I don't think you can be as easy on the slow walkers as you can on these people.
So it's always about grouping people.
Well, you are the dictator. Dictators don't just lash out at one random person. Maybe they do.
They create labels. And then yeah. Dehumanize.
So these are the worst of the worst. God. May God have mercy on their souls after you're here. So there's this problem. It's plaguing all of humanity. It's been going on for nigh on a century.
Okay. That's a good hint.
It's people that talk during movies.
Oh.
Now, if you ask simple old me, I believe, death by firing squad immediately.
I have a really easy answer for this.
All right, but remember, you have full control to stop this all over the country. You have to be able to stop it.
Mm-hmm.
You have unlimited resources, money, people. Yep. What's your solution to stopping people that talk during the movies?
So, you know that saying from Jason X?
The horror movie where Jason Voorhees is in space?
Yeah. Do you know what the tagline is?
I'm surprised you know that movie or watch it or know the tagline of it. I just watched it like a year or two ago because I watched all the Jason movies.
Do you know what the tagline is?
I don't remember the tagline, but I probably remember it when you tell me.
In space, no one can hear you scream.
Wasn't that the tagline to, like...
Alien, maybe?
2001 is... Or no.
Space Odyssey. All right, we got to look this up now. Can you look it up? I turned off all my Bluetooth stuff so that I could use my AirPods, which I can't even use
anymore. Yeah, that's a line from the movie Alien.
All right, whatever. You know the movie Alien.
Jason X? That's what you confuse it with? Not even like a good Jason, like the one Jason where he's in space and it's like the worst movie ever.
It's a horror
where
movie
all of culture, like everyone knows that line, and that's you think they all got it from Jason X. All right.
Yeah. So that line is the important part. Ignore right, the setup not, to yeah. the line.
From
why,
Alien.
Why can't you hear someone scream in space?
Because well, they'll explode.
No. There's no medium for sound to travel through because it's a vacuum.
Right.
So here's my idea. When you go into the theater, it is a complete and total vacuum. You cannot
breathe.
How do
you hear the sound?
You come in, you get headphones, and you get scuba gear.
So you want to do you know how people took to masks? And you think they're going to like put on headphones that they also have to share with people? At least masks, you get your own mask. This is a hot take.
I think that the Venn diagram of the people who are maybe talking in theaters overlaps with the people.
You're probably right. But even as on the flip side of that, people that want to wear a mask don't want to use someone else's gross scuba gear headphones. And then do you expect this is added hardware cost to this, to these small business owners that own their movie theaters?
I think it adds to the experience.
But then it's also like you don't get that spatial sound in head. Like that's why like music producers or like audio engineers don't mix movies or music with headphones. You mix with studio monitors because you need that space coming in, like the reverberation from just the room and the sound. Like
The room that you don't know what it looks like. As the sound engineer, you just got to guess on the shape of the room. You're
putting headphones and scuba gear on, people are going to just stay home.
Well, here's what I'm thinking.
Because if you solve this problem, you're actually fixing people going back to the movies. Because people hate people that talk.
Do they? Because I jumped right into this premise. I don't want somebody talking about something different, but I love hearing people laugh or be like shouting like, yeah, go, yeah, like in the movie. Yeah. And that's part of the reason you go. Would you want to go sit in an empty theater by yourself? That's a bad question.
No, but there's a difference between like people like talking and like laughing audibly or going like slight chuckle or like, you know, gasping.
I think maybe talking in the theater isn't what I don't like. It's lack of engagement in the thing that I want to be engaged in, which is this movie. If you're fully engaged and you're talking about the, not like talking about the movie, like explaining it to somebody, that'd be annoying.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're shouting or excited, that's I'm all for it. So maybe there'll be walkie talkies in the scuba gear so you can do that.
I don't know. I'm not buying the scuba gear setup. I don't think that's going to work.
It solves the one problem. Maybe it creates other problems, but it definitely solves the talking problem.
It also solves going to the movies because no one's going to do it.
You'll see.
I don't think it's going
to
work.
If you have to be a trained scuba diver to be able to go in this vacuum theater, people are going to be flocking into the theater with their families. So what's your answer for this?
Bounties.
What?
It's gonna be like the old West. You can if you catch someone talking, you can turn them in.
Okay, I thought you were gonna say kill them.
That's maybe down the line if it gets there. And you can turn them in, and then there will be a special police unit that. You know, that's outside of the movie theater chain, so they don't have to handle it. And mandatory 10 days in prison. That's the bare minimum.
I got yelled at for talking in a theater once.
Probably deserved
it. I probably did. I feel like I just saw in the expression of your face, like, I could totally believe that you talked in the theater when I was with you or something.
No, you've never, when we've gone and seen a movie.
It was when I saw Troy
with Brad Pitt.
And I just
thought 2004?
Yeah. When I was there, I was just thinking the whole time, no one could be seriously seeing this like and actually like liking it for, at face value. Everybody must be like seeing it like ironically or something. Mm-hmm. So I was making jokes and this guy next to me said, hey, bro, can you not talk the whole time or something like that? And I felt bad.
All right. Around the same time, I think, maybe a year or two, I guess I could say I talked, but everyone was talking, and it was kind of this reactionary, like, we turned to each other and, like, joked about what we just saw on screen.
That's what
it was. M. Night Shyamalan's The Happening.
Probably for the same reason.
You were thinking... Everyone was like, everyone was going, this was like opening weekend. Everyone goes and like expecting, you know, like Signs or The Sixth Sense. This movie's totally ridiculous. Mark Wahlberg's a science teacher. The whole premise doesn't even make sense. And like just the way it's just portrayed, like we're like, people were just like, everyone's just kind of like laughing, like pointing at the screen. Goes, you just said that. Like, it's great. Everyone had a great time.
Do you think Signs was a meta movie about it being a sign that his movies are just going to get worse from here on out?
Yeah, I think so.
Because even Signs was kind of like...
Signs did not age well.
Dipping.
People love that movie. I don't know. I don't see that movie the same way I used to.
But so they showed M. Night Shyamalan movies a few years back at Nighthawk. And Alyssa and I caught Signs and we caught The Sixth Sense. Sixth Sense holds up.
Yeah, I bet that holds up.
Signs is entertaining.
I feel like Signs is, well, in a way, a sign of these modern times with how people think about, I guess, the political landscape. That's how I think of it.
That aliens are coming?
The baseless conspiracies and reading into everything and like, entirety of QAnon, like I that's just the vibe I get.
Got it.
All right, that's the end of the Dictator Show.
All right,
Anton failed to prevent talking in movie theaters.
And I succeeded.
The problem that has overrun. You definitely didn't get a point from me.
I didn't even think I could get a point from the Dictator Show.
Well, you're definitely not getting one.
Interesting. Well, now I'll have to think of a more brutal answer to appeal to you for the next Dictator Show. All right. So the last segment I have today is Science Corner, which is, and the subtopic here is the singularity is nigh.
Well, I'm glad I'm here. I probably have a lot to offer.
Really?
No.
Do you know what the singularity is?
Maybe if you refresh my memory.
Why don't you tell me what you think it is?
It's like we're all this one singularity. Am I wrong?
Yes.
Ah.
I'd like to say that you're close, but I'm having trouble making it close.
So it's like when... our virtual selves and our human selves are officially merged.
So that could be something that happens in it.
Yeah.
But the idea of it is it's a single point in time where it is very difficult to predict anything that happens after that moment in time.
You would think with the amount of data we collect that it would only get easier.
You would. But the idea is, so that definition I just gave is probably missing large things to help understand it. It's related to AI, effectively.
Okay.
So the idea is if we had artificial general intelligence, meaning if we could crack the nut and figure out how to make a program interact like a human, such that like it worked just like us. If we could figure out how to do that, then theoretically that program would be smart enough to figure out how to scale itself up really fast. And assuming intelligence could be scaled linearly like that, become super intelligent very, very quickly and become so intelligent that we don't even know why it's making certain decisions. And it would be able to like, mm-hmm. manipulate stuff we didn't even know it was manipulating, and it's really hard to predict anything that happens in the world after that point because we'd effectively be in the presence of a godlike creature that is not omnipotent but much more intelligent than we can even fathom. Just like a dog doesn't understand why we go to work, we wouldn't understand why it is doing the things it's doing, or even if it's controlling those things.
Yeah. So, cool.
You've not heard of this at all?
No, I've heard of some of what you said.
And your feeling was that we were going to merge our digital selves with our physical selves?
Yeah, something like that.
I mean, that's possible, and that would be maybe one way to mitigate it, is if we could make ourselves really intelligent, if that's even whatever that means. I don't know how you scale intelligence to a dramatic degree and still have a singular consciousness.
Do you think it will happen?
I, assuming it hasn't already, because maybe it's happening, and again, you don't know, the whole idea is that you don't know what this super intelligence is going to do. It might already exist. It might already have crept out of some laboratory and pretended to be stupid, which is kind of the premise of Ex Machina for a bit.
Yeah.
And gotten out into the real world, and you don't even know it's messing with the stock market or something.
Hmm.
Or killing all the bees because it hates bees for some reason. Elon Musk says it could happen. It's something he's always trumping up, but I never know when he's talking if he's secretly trying to plug something despite his...
Yeah, I don't believe anything that guy says.
Yeah, he always tries to seem such like a... not a martyr, but like a heroic person. And I think that the results of what he's doing are great. But is he really a genuine person who's so concerned with everybody else?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I think he has his own motives, just like any other giant tech CEO.
Yep.
He does have this weird following where people just love him for some reason.
Well, if it's kind of, I feel like it's the home team mentality. He's a human and he's accomplishing some pretty great things. And it kind of just makes you think, hey, look at what us humans can do.
Yeah. No, that's true.
Do you think that it's a realistic idea that this could happen in 2025, like Elon Musk thinks?
I don't know. That's only like 4 years away.
Yeah.
No.
Have you played with any AI recently?
Not really, but I did. What did I just? Someone told me about something, but then I forgot. It was an AI site.
AI Dungeon?
Kind of like, no, it's something that like uses AI to like write things.
Yeah.
But I haven't really toyed around with it or anything.
I think AI Dungeon is the one that I played with, where it's like Dungeons and Dragons, but the dungeon master is AI, and you can just say whatever you want to it, and it says stuff back that almost seems like it makes sense.
Yeah.
But it's not really good at stringing along a continuous story. It's kind of just like referring to the last thing you did.
Yeah.
It was fun though, because it is pretty crazy the stuff it comes up with. Do you think, even if it wasn't in 2025, do you think that that's a... does the singularity make sense to you as a thing to that could happen?
No. Because none of it makes sense. Like, I don't think... like, I think it's just going to be too complicated to really guess what would really happen.
So you think that the reason the singularity won't happen is because of the definition of the singularity?
Yeah.
Which is that you won't know what's going to happen?
Yeah.
Whoa.
It's too crazy.
Have you ever heard of the Fermi paradox?
No, what's that?
It's the, if the universe is so big, why haven't we seen any aliens?
Oh, yeah.
So big and so old.
Yeah. Well, that's because there are none.
That's one of the theories, is that we are the very first civilization, which is, there's a lot of theories, and that's one of them.
Right.
My favorite one is there's plenty of aliens, but they're so advanced that they don't give a crap about us. It's, the analogy was when Magellan landed on the shores of the Americas, is the first thing he did, got down on his knees and looked at the ants. And I just think about that, like, they're probably everywhere, and they're just like, look at them. Those ants, who cares?
Yeah. That's crazy.
And that's what I mean by, like, if something is a super advanced intelligence, you just can't understand why it's doing something. Because its reasons are very complicated compared to our understanding.
Reasons are out of this world.
And that's a good end for the Science Corner segment.
All right. Well, last segment. We're one step closer to All Hallows Eve.
Yeah.
I already missed your guys' Halloween party.
Mm-hmm. We'll probably go to another one this weekend.
I probably will get another cold. So getting amped up for Halloween, I want to recommend some horror movies for you to watch.
All right.
But I don't want to just recommend some horror movies that I want you to watch. I'm going to recommend, ones I actually haven't, I might've watched one or two of these. I just kind of picked the titles of them because I think, they're funny.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to make a game out of this. But since I'm always kind of like creating segments where you get points and I don't really get any segments where I get points. So in order for this game to work, you have to bet a point and you lose it to me, but all I don't lose points in this.
Okay.
But you don't have to bet, just to make it fair. Cause otherwise it'll feel like it's siphoning points.
I feel like it'll be more interesting if I bet for every single one.
Well, no, there's going to be two rounds. I'm going to list off five horror movies for you to check out.
All right.
You don't have to watch any of these. But one of the five is fake. And if you can guess the fake horror movie, that's my computer. If you can guess the fake horror movie that I slide in there, you get a point. But if you guess wrong, I get a point.
This is really good for you.
From you.
Given my track record of...
So you lose a point.
Ever having heard of the movies that you want me to watch.
And just to make it fair, you can call out one of the five movies and ask me to give you just a, hey, what's that about?
All right. Let's do it. So I'm gonna even before I've heard of this, I'm going to wager a point for each one.
Titles on my computer, so I can kind of quickly, because I don't memorize all the title, like everything's all right. I'm just gonna, okay, I'm gonna read them.
Okay,
are you ready?
Oh yeah.
The Stuff.
Okay.
Blood Witch.
Okay.
Jug Face. Horror Express.
Mm-hmm.
Sorority House Massacre.
All right. So one strategy I like to employ for these things is try to think of stuff that would be hard for you to make up.
Mm-hmm.
Sorority House Massacre just seems far too specific for you to have made up. So I'm going to say that that's a real horror movie.
I'm not canceling these out.
Yeah, I know. Okay.
So you're not going to get any visual cues from me.
Mm-hmm.
You're
going to turn the camera off or are you going to flip it upside down?
I don't know how to turn it off.
What am I looking at?
I think it's my
legal terms.
Yeah.
Okay. This is a quaint little view I have of chords. So Jugface, I feel like, is trying to trick me. Because why would you name your horror movie Jugface when Bookface is a perfectly good name for a movie already? Or the library, I guess. What were the other three?
The Stuff.
The Stuff.
And Blood Witch.
Blood
and,
Witch.
Oh, and Horror Express.
Horror Express. Damn it. The Stuff just seems like it's got to be a movie, because why would you list it? But it also sounds like exactly what you would do to trick me.
You got your one synopsis.
It's true. What's Horror Express about?
Horror Express. Horror Express is about a man racing to stop a prehistoric vampire who awakens on the Trans-Siberian Express.
That seems hard for you to have made up.
And before you guess, are you wagering a point?
I'm going to wager a point on all these just because.
Well, there's only two rounds, so.
Yeah, I'm not going to lose a lot. But you get a point if I lose two, so it's effectively I lose 2 points in a way. I'm going to go with Blood Witch is the fake movie.
Wow, that's really good. You got it.
Yeah.
But you don't get a point for me, you get a random point.
Yeah, okay, that works.
All right.
Whew. I just felt like Horror Express it's a little on the nose. Why would you name it that? But then that description was very clearly like
specific.
Yeah.
All right. Are you ready?
I'm ready. This is fun. I really like the, I get one explanation. You're very good at making games.
All right. Hellmaster.
Okay.
The Knife.
Okay.
The Shed.
Mm.
Black Sabbath. The Orange Man.
It's about Syracuse.
Yeah.
All right, I have a question, and you can decide if you want to answer it or not. flip your camera back around. Is there a trick in here that one of these movies is the title of a movie you came up with? For like your own script? And if so, does that mean it is or is not a horror movie?
None of these are based on one of my scripts.
Okay, so that answers that. So we got The Knife, The Shed, The Orange Man,
Black Sabbath, and Hellmaster.
So Black Sabbath is the name of a rock band, which, if they have a trademark for it, might make it tricky to get a horror movie of the same title because of confusion there. What was the other one again?
Hellmaster.
All right, I'm going to try to eliminate some. So The Shed. Oh, man, this is so tricky. If it is The Shed, I'm going to feel stupid. But that just seems like It could be a horror movie. The knife. What's the knife about?
You want the synopsis for the knife?
Yeah, for the knife.
Sure. Two tourists are trapped in a maze. Oh, fuck, I can't. You got it, it's the knife. I can't come up with the face.
You should have wrote some down ahead of time for the fake one.
Oh, yeah, I didn't think it. Well, I made the game up like 2 minutes before we started. Well, good job.
I just figured, why would you call a horror movie The Knife?
Yeah, I know. Well, you got 2 points. Sweet. My attempt to weasel some points away from you did not work.
All right, I'll have to come up with some games for our next episode, which will absolutely have more Halloween themes.
Yeah, because I love coming up with games where you get all the points. All right, that's it.
That was fun. All right, well, I'll see you Saturday for our next episode.
All right, see you.